Amnesia by Dilip Jhaveri, read by Bill Wallach. Whenever God goes blank about what to do next, he sits with the children, watches them, and seeks their advice. The children are unpredictable. They keep playing their games, or run away, or sit down and chat. To make paper boats and set them afloat in the flowing sewage, or throw paper missiles at the teacher is the same for them. Wearing helmets and pads, some run after a ball. Some catch ants to learn their locomotion, yanking off leg after leg. Some search for the eggs hidden under the grass, break off the shells to see if all have yellow yolks. Some distract the spectacled newcomer and scatter away some burden off his overstuffed satchel, while some chew off his pencils to see no more scribbles on the paper. Some scatter flowers with a swing of a switch and count every petal. Some are prudent and speak of their dreams to grow up unchanged, but fly the flag of their country all over the world. Some consider collecting all the candies in Halloween. Some like riding bicycles without brakes, with no hands on handlebars. Some close the doors on others to share a cookie with their girls. Some dream of collecting all the stars in their baskets. Some plan to gather all the birds in a cageless zoo. Some hallucinate ogres. And some dream of gliding over the oceans. Now you will understand why some are born lame or dumb or autistic or poor or blind. Now you know why there are floods and storms and famines and earthquakes. Now you can think that a tiger killing a deer and a doe yanking the grass from the soil are the same. Now you can appreciate why the wars never end. Now you can comprehend the Big Bang and black holes playing with each other. Now you understand why you can't understand this world. Now it dawns on you that God is not concerned with you and justice and forgiveness and such things that our idle minds conceive. God is focused like the children who are sure of themselves and grow up no differently. Also, most children wet their beds